Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are talking about grace as a gift today with author David Duggan. Well, when asked what his new book is about, David says that the intersection of God's call to persons of faith and my life. It's expressed in essays written and published over 20 years. He delves into the recesses of his psyche while exploring timeless themes of creation, vocation, and our search for redemption in this life and the life of the world around him. Now, I love that. Now, of course, every author that I bring onto the show, you can, of course, get a copy on Amazon. Now, if you are listening to one of our enhanced versions, you can, of course, click where it says Amazon, and that will take you to the page. Now, it looks like we've lost him. Okay, well, you know what? Technology can't live with it, can't live without it. I'm going to go on over. In that case, I'm going to scoot on over to his Amazon page, and let's look there. Prayerfully, David will be able to call back in. The full title of the book is Glimpses of Grace, Reflections of a Life in Christ. Now, it is available in both the Kindle and the hardcover edition. Now, I don't know if you're like me or not, but I love being able to hold on to a traditional book, you know, have that tangible book in my hands, and it really, really gives me a better reading experience. Nothing wrong with the Kindle. I love it. I love using my iPhone when I'm on a flight. It makes it so convenient, but there's nothing like having that little book. Now, the description here says, when I was in my early 40s, I began writing a regular column for the newspaper sent to Episcopalians in the Diocese of Chicago. In Faith Walk, I tried to describe my struggles as a believing Christian, set against my background as a lawyer, senior, single parent, son of aging parents, and a sinner. I like how he included that in there as well. This venture in self-analyzing continued to process me in trying to square my life with God's call to a Christian. It began many years earlier, but the writings, he believes, was an insight into how God works in all lives. Though written from a Christian perspective, these essays should appeal to anyone struggling with his or her faith in a world that seems spinning out of control. And he believes that God uses non-believers as a fulcrum to test our own beliefs. Now, you know, I think that that can be so true. How many times does God place what seems to be a random person in your life, right? An opportunity to witness to them, to say something encouraging to them, to have an impact on their lives from the Christian perspective. Now, if you're not ready for this, if you're not ready to share your faith from a wholehearted perspective, then, you know, many times that non-believer can trip you up, can cause you to doubt, or can cause you to say something that isn't, in fact, correct or true because you don't know enough yourself. Well, I think many people have experienced that, and there's nothing like being prepared and reading and getting yourself in a better situation so that when your opportunity comes, you're able to be a witness for the Lord. Now he goes on to say, now in my early 60s, after the columns collected dust, I reread them, and I think they stand the test of time. So I have decided to publish them in a book, adding a bit of commentary to provide the context. They have been arranged not in the order they were written, but rather according to topics suggested by the biblical narrative by which the creator of the universe loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for us. I hope you enjoy them. Well, the good thing I think about this with the book that David has written, I think most people will enjoy them, that they will be able to look at them and gather from them what they need. Now, we're going to take a short break, but when we get back, I'm going to go on over to his reviews. He has 6 reviews, and we'll check it out and see what they say. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever been stuck on the side of the road for hours waiting for a tow truck to get to you? Have you ever had to get towed to a local mechanic you don't know or trust? Motor Club of America is a different kind of roadside assistance that offers towing up to 100 miles to the shop of your choice. And they get you towed within 40 minutes of when you call. They also have emergency room, in-hospital coverage, and much more at very affordable rates. To find out more, go to MotorClubOfAmerica.com/Elijah1. That's MotorClubOfAmerica.com/ELIJA1 right now and experience a better way to do roadside assistance.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about the book Glimpses of Grace, Reflections of a Life in Christ. The author is David G. Duggan. David G. Duggan. Now he has 6 reviews, but before we get to those reviews, for those of you who want to know the facts, you like the info, the behind the scenes, let me tell you. The print length is 128 pages, so it is a good read. It is not overly long, and that's really great, which means that you'll probably read it, which is good. The publisher is Westbow Press. It is available in English. The text-to-speech has been enabled. Now, for those of you who like to know where they rank, the categories that they rank, this book is available in C Top 100 Paid in Kindle Store, C Top 100 Paid in Kindle Store, as well as Inspirational Personal Testimonies. It's also available in Christian Living Kindle Store and Inspiration and Spirituality. Good job. So it looks like he has 6 customer reviews. There are more 5 stars than 4 stars, but I'm going to read you one of I'll read the 4 star, and then we'll go in and read those beautiful 5 star reviews. Here we go. The 4 star is done by someone named Linda. She entitles it Glimpses. It looks like it is a verified purchase of the Kindle edition. This book contains vignettes of a life of a Christian criminal defense attorney, which by means, if not most, is considered to be an oxymoron. It was often funny, sometimes sad, but almost always thought-provoking. Being a retired Christian attorney myself, married to one as well, we have both struggled with the issue of following required obedience to legal ethics, disobedience to which could result in possible disbarment, when following same is in direct conflict with God's law. Scripture is clearly that we are to obey God's law. When facing the dilemma of loss of your job and means of supporting your family with sinning against God, the choice will be life-changing. What would your choice be? Interesting. So let's go on to a 5-star. This one is done by Teresa. It is a verified purchase of a Kindle edition, one of the most insightful books on religion. Her review reads, "The book was recommended to me by a friend who thought I would enjoy it, and he was correct. It brought tears to my eyes and laughter to my face. It is a joy to read, quite inspiring. This is not a book you will want to put down. I would love to meet the author in person to thank him for the joy he has brought to my life through his writings." Very thoughtful. I'm going to jump down to Marilyn. She's a verified purchase of the paperback. Hers says, a must read. Interesting, moving, and insightful. I do not have the proper words to express how this book touched me, but I would highly recommend it. It's an honest, thoughtful look into one man's journey to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a gifted writer, which makes the book a must read. I love it. I love it. And I'm pretty sure David liked it as well. Well, that gives you a glimpse of what's being said about this book, and I think that you will enjoy it. What I say is that you take the lesson from everything that you read. You take the good parts, you hold on to it, you take the information that is wit and wisdom, and you hold on to it. Because you never know who it's for. Sometimes things are for you, but many times things are also for those that you touch, for those who will come to you for advice, for some wit and wisdom of their own. And it's nice to have a storehouse full of resources, full of stories, of reflections, of life lessons of your own that you can share, of scriptures that you can help your Christian friends get through those tough times. When we're talking about mental health touches each and every one of us. And it's always great to be that person who is able to assist when called upon. Sure, you don't have to be a professional. Your friend, if they wanted a professional, they would have sought out a professional. What they want is you. You know them best, and they want your input. Why not pour into them something that's helpful, something that's going to get them unstuck? Well, it's time for us to take a break, and when we get back, you know what time it is. Time to go to the leaderboard. Time to give our international shout-outs. We'll be back right after this.
If you enjoyed this episode,
please leave us a review on iTunes.
It is time to go to the leaderboard. It is time to go to the leaderboard. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. My international audience, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for making sure that each and every week I am able to give a shout out to these beautiful countries that have lit up our screen blue. Coming in the number one spot is my home country, the United States of America. Woo-woo! Thanks, you guys, for tuning in and listening. Number two is the Philippines. Hey, Philippines! There are some great people that I know in the Philippines. You guys rock! Thank you so much for tuning in. Coming in the number three spot, my cousins across the pond in the United Kingdom. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in and making the show a success. Number four, my neighbors to the north, that's Canada. Hey, thanks so much, you guys, for tuning in. And last but certainly not least is Australia. Thanks, Australia, for tuning in and making the show a success. Now, it is time for me to give some shout outs to those of you who perhaps did not make it onto the leaderboard, but I still like to share the love. So thank you to India for tuning in, to Pakistan, to China, to Japan, to South Korea, to Myanmar, to Thailand, to Vietnam, to Indonesia. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in and making our show an international show. Without you, where would we be? Thanks so much. I am so grateful, and I appreciate your tuning in. Well, as always, I hope that you find grace and mercy in your life, and I hope that you continue to strive for great mental health. Now, if you didn't know, remember that you can talk to me on Facebook at facebook.com/modernlivingonline. Is there something that you want to hear more of? I want to know. I've gotten a few emails from you guys saying that you guys want me to go back and start talking more about mental health topics. We will definitely make that happen. All right, you guys, until next time, be blessed, stay awesome, and here's to great mental health. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.